Romans 4, chapter 3. I mean, chapter 4, verse 3. I got that backwards. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Why was it counted for righteousness? He did what? Let's read it again. A lot of people didn't hear what I said. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God. And because he believed God, it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now, why was it counted for righteousness? Okay, let's read it again. Maybe y'all didn't get it. For this, what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Why was it counted for righteousness? He believed God. He became righteous because he. And you believe, when you believe and you declaring the same thing, it's mine. Psalm 5, watch this. Now, what does it say about righteousness? I'm just going to give you one. There's several while I'm out there. Watch this. So he was counted unto righteousness for him. So watch what happened with righteousness. Psalm 5, I started verse 11. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For watch this. For thou, Lord, who? Lord, will bless the who? For thou, Lord, will bless the who? Then it was counted unto Abraham for what? Because he was righteous. So the Lord said he will bless the righteous. Not only will he bless them, remember I said God don't just do, he overdoes it. Watch this. And then it says, with what? Favor will thou what? Compass him as with a shield. How many are going to declare that this year? Nick, coming up. I'm going to be righteous, and favor compasses me like a shield. Go back to Abraham. What did he do? He lived righteously. So guess what? It's mine. I'm going to live righteously. Then I can receive favor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? What else? Or why else can you declare that 2019 is your year? Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Pastor read this Sunday. They, about all of them, preached my message. We pretty much know it, but we can turn there anyway. 2 Corinthians 5:17, not 7. 7 is a good one, but I'm referring to 17. Reads as follows. Everybody have it? Therefore, we're declaring this now. If any man be in what? Christ. How many are in Christ? How many is building in Christ? What qualifies you? If any, what qualifies man to be in Christ? What? So what's the benefit of being in Christ in this scripture? He is a what? Ever had anything new? Talk about this. How do you treat it? Oh, whoa, whoa. Now I got a car out there. It ain't new. It's fairly new to me. So I go outside and my son done laid an air pump and some. Boy, if you don't get that off the hood of my car. Why? Because I value it. No, it's not new. It's almost 10, going on 10 years old. That's all right. It's my car. I take care of that. And that is not a table. So do not lay your stuff on the hood of my car, son. Yes, sir. End of story. So what do you value? You gonna lay TV on top of your car? On that thing you value? You gonna lay food on top of that thing you value? You gonna lay sleep on top of that thing you value? No. Clean that off. That's me and God spot that. That's me and him. How many you value? What do you value? Glory to God. He is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 1 Corinthians 1 and 20. I'm almost done now. Praise God. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath God not made foolish the wisdom of this world? Hath he not? For after that in the wisdom, I'm trying to make sure I'm reading the right one. I'm like Bill Winston. Now, hold on, let me see here. For after that, the wisdom of God, the world, by wisdom knew God, not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I think I'm reading the wrong one. That's all right. We'll move on. Yeah, I am. I know what I'm trying to. The promises of God, what I'm trying to say are yes and amen. That's the wrong one. But anyway, that's what I was getting at. All the promises of God are what? Yay, or yes, and amen. You got to declare that. That is what? It's mine. If he said it, guess what? It's mine. It's 2 Corinthians, not 1 Corinthians. That's what it is. That's it. I was one book off. For all the promises of God in him are what? Yea, and in him, which means so be it. Unto the glory of God by who? By us. Come on now. How many are going to declare this year? What are you going to set yourself up for? What do you need? What are you believing for? What are you desiring? How many desire to see this building completed? How many came out here and picked up a paintbrush? I just started, so I can't really lift my hand too fast. But now I know what to do. That's what I'm going to do. I know where to paint and where to take it. I'm gonna get out there and get some work done. Come on. There's a confession side, and then there's a work side. You can go through your confessions and go through them 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 and go through them. That's about what you're going to get. What have you done? What has God prompted you to do? Are you waking up in the middle of been woken up in the middle of the night right here and then go back to sleep? I'm talking about me too. I'm talking about everybody. I'm not putting anybody down. I'm trying to tell you, man, 2019, God is telling me to tell you is yours. It belongs to you, but there is a part you must do.